Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict says in order to eliminate hunger and malnutrition, obstacles of self-interest must be overcome. In a letter addressed to the Director General of the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, the Pope writes, "If the international community is to be truly united against hunger, it must also embrace higher values of fraternity, solidarity, and the common good." Tomorrow, October 16th, marks World Food Day, and this year the UN has chosen as its theme, United Against Hunger, to recognize the efforts made in the fight against world hunger at national, regional, and international levels. In 2009, FAO launched the 1 Billion Hungry Online petition to reflect the dire situation faced by so many people around the world. We spoke to the project manager, Sharon Lee Cowan.
One of the things we struggle with in communicating about hunger is that it's viewed as a hopeless problem, as a thing that has been with us since time immemorial, and it only seems to get worse, so let's focus on something else, please, something more achievable. And what we're trying to do with this campaign, with the 1 Billion Hungry Project, is to, first of all, demonstrate to people the vast scale of hunger in the world today, because I think most people don't have a clue. And secondly, to stir up feelings of indignation and a feeling of, hey, this is just ridiculous. I can't believe I don't want to live in a world where 1 billion of my fellow human beings are humiliated and in pain and ill from not getting enough to eat every day.
How important is it to have the voice of someone like Pope Benedict the 16th added to a call like this?
Well, I couldn't overemphasize it enough. The Pope's support and his moral call, his insistence, anything that he does on behalf of the 1 billion people who are living in the most degrading of conditions, unable to get enough to eat every day, anything he can say or do is immensely beneficial. He's, I don't need to tell you, looked up to and listened to by millions and millions worldwide.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.